As promised, though, right now we are joined by a PGA Tour golfer, a PGA champion, a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, a two-time member of the Ryder Cup team. The Travelers Championship gets underway tomorrow at TPC River Highlands in Connecticut. Coverage on the Golf Channel and CBS both. Keegan Bradley is my guest. Keegan, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thanks, brother. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. So you are back in Connecticut as well for the Travelers Championship this weekend. In the past, we've talked about what that tournament means to you. How good does it feel then to be back at a tourney where you finished second in 2019?
It feels great. I love coming back to the Travelers. I'm from New England. It very much feels like coming home. All my family, my friends get together, and it's just good to be here, and the Travelers does such an amazing job, and it's great to have fans back. You know, we went so long without fans, and having no fans, especially at this tournament, was a bummer, so it's good to have everybody back.
You know, it seems kind of self-evident, but to that point, how much of a difference does it make, and how much of a difference do you notice when there are galleries and the fans are back on the course?
It makes a big difference, especially for us players, especially when you're in the last handful of groups. There's a buzz, there's an energy. Sometimes, you know, one putt, one loud cheer can kind of get you moving a little bit better, just like any other sport. But it's, especially at a court tournament like this, that's kind of known for loud and rowdy fans, it makes it for a much better tournament to play in, to watch, I would think.
Keegan Bradley joining us, no doubt. Listen, I know you're thinking about this week, but if you were to go back 2 years, when you finished second, you had four straight rounds in the 60s. What do you remember about that week and that performance?
Well, I just remember being super dialed in, and I putted really well the whole week, and I came out on Sunday with I think I was five or six back, but I'd never played other than a Ryder Cup with a crowd so on my side as I had that day. And when I went out and was playing, it was just, I felt kind of what it must have been like for Tiger and Phil every time they play. Everybody's cheering for them, and I felt it, and I fed off it, and I used it to my advantage, and it was so fun. It was one of the more memorable weeks, even from some of the wins, just because of the fans and how much fun it was.
That is cool. Keegan Bradley joining us. So the field is expected to include the likes of Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, Phil Mickelson, and more. I mean, it seems to me it would be pretty easy for a lot of guys to take the week off after the U.S. Open. So what is it about this tournament that attracts you and so many other elite players?
It's the Travelers. And Andy and all the guys that run this tournament, the transformation this tournament's gone under, even since I came out on tour, it's turned into one of the premier events. And what they just treat us players well. The course is great. I think it's fun to come play in a market like this. We're coming to a New England town. There's no golf up here really professionally, so it's an exciting place to come. And they just do an incredible job of treating us players.
You know, speaking of transformation, let me ask you this. Earlier this week, I was having a discussion with a guest about how different golf is now in 2021 as compared to 2008, the last time the U.S. Open was played at Torrey Pines. Kevin Streelman, who was the runner-up here last year, makes the point that, quote, the 50th player in the world today is a whole nother level than he was in 2008. Charlie Hoffman had a great point. He said, quote, the fields are deeper, guys are hitting it a lot longer, they're drinking more water than beer. End of quote. So, how deep are these fields, and how competitive is the game right now?
Well, I came out here in 2011, and I was just talking the other night about how much better all the players are. Like, when I first came out here, there was a contingent of, older guys that were out here, and they were playing good, making money, winning. There isn't that whole age group is gone out here on the tour, late 40s, mid to late 40s. Those have been all replaced. And then there's these younger kids that every single young kid that comes out hits it, has a 185 ball speed, it pounds it. There isn't any guys that anymore that kind of play like a dink it out here and let's manage our game. It's let's hit it as hard as we can. And they're ready to go. And it's mostly what I think from watching Tiger, and these guys are just ready to go. And it's so tough out here. Every single week is so tough.
Keegan Bradley joining us. I can appreciate that response. So let me ask you this. How much of that competition and that depth, how much of it is size, power, and driving distance? And then how much of that is now about the mental side of the game?
Well, I think what you're seeing now is, I think back in the day, a lot of PGA Tour players, the only sport they could play was golf. Now you've got guys like Dustin, Brooks, and these guys that are just athletes. And I think that athletically they're able to hit it further. I think the technology of TrackMan and being able to launch monitors to figure out the exact pinpoint this equipment to get it perfect. Before, you'd hit a driver and you'd look and you go, oh, it looks pretty good. Now you can go, oh, it's 200 RPMs, not enough spin. We got to adjust it. And I just think everyone's better.
So where are you at right now? For instance, you were top 20 at the PGA Championship this year and at Wells Fargo. Before that, you were right in the thick of it on Sunday at the Valspar. What have the last couple of months been like for you?
They've been great. I hold myself to a level of play out here, and when I'm not playing to that level, it's a bummer. I get pissed. So to have a chance to be back up here for us, making the Tour Championship is such a big deal because it gets you in all the majors, all the WGCs. Not to mention you got a shot at winning $15 million. That's a goal for everybody on the tour each year. And I'm 35th or 36th on the list, so I'm top 30 get in. So right now there's a major push. We got to get to that Tour Championship.
So, Keegan, let me ask you this. It's like you get to a certain point in your life where things change and we all evolve and you try to find balance and you try and find that competitive edge and that balance. You were making the point that when you shot that opening round 64 at the Valspar, you said the best part of the day was actually hanging out with your wife and your kids after the round. So when you're looking for that balance, how much joy does that bring you to be around your family?
Well, you know, when I first came out on tour, I had no clue what having a family was like, and I had no idea how amazing it would be. And I had one thing on my mind, and that was shoot the lowest score. And I think when I'm in contention, when my family is out, it's such an advantage I have over other players that don't have families, because I have a 2 o'clock tee time as opposed to sitting around waiting all day. My son Logan or Cooper, my youngest, they don't care that I'm. But they want to go play with some trucks or play Captain America or, you know, run around. And it really keeps my mind off of what I'm doing. And I always feel like when they're around, good things are going to happen.
That's cool. Let me ask you this really quickly. You're a big sports fan, obviously, and you know the thing about golf is there's nobody for you to pass the ball to. Like, yes, you have a caddy. Yes, that's an important role. But in a lot of respects, this is not a team sport. It's on you. It's all on you. Nobody can bail you out. Is that something you love about the game, or is that something that can kind of beat you down and be exhausting about the game?
Well, it beats you down, for sure. When you have success, there's no one else, it's you. But when you're down, you can't pass the ball. I watch in these NBA playoffs, these guys are going to the line and they can't make a free throw. And that's where they can't pass it. And that's what we are dealing with every shot. You know, every shot coming down the stretches, we're at the line with everyone staring at us and there is no one else to help. And I enjoy watching that because that's really what it's like. You know, we're at the line with no time left and everyone's staring at you and you got to make this shot, and this, your teammate or your caddy, no one can help you make that shot. And that's kind of how I equate it to, is you're at the line with no one around.
So, like, you're focused on yourself and your thing. I get that. Like, there's some guys, like, you know how it is in some sports. There are guys that want that ball so badly. They want that shot. They want to be at the plate. They want the baseball in their hand. When you see John Rahm knock in, rolling those two putts that he did to win the way he did last weekend, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Man, he's got it. You know, there's certain athletes, and certainly in golf, there's certain guys who have it, and you just know it right away. I played with John when he was an amateur at Phoenix, before he had even turned pro. And I played with Brant Snedeker, and we both were like, all right, we're going to see a lot of this guy over the next 20 years. And, you know, there's certain players that, you know, they can make that putt, or they can hit that fairway on 18. You know, and there's some guys that can't. It's great players, too. And, you know, John Rahm, watching him do that, it gets you excited to go out and practice golf and play. Because anybody, you know, golf, you play your way anywhere. You know, there's no one going to put you in the game. Like, you got to do it yourself. And watching him do that, it's motivating, I think, for everybody out here.
Keegan, finally, I think that's fascinating what you just said, that there are pros. There are pros that can do it, and there are pros that, frankly, can't do it. What's the difference between those who can and can't? Is it learned? Are they wired for it? Can you learn it if you can't do it?
Well, I think you certainly can work hard. Everybody, all these young kids that want to play on the tour, they ask me what to do. I say you got to work twice as hard as everybody. That's basically what I had to do. I grew up in Vermont with winter too, so I had, you know, 4 to 5 months of no golf. So when I had a chance to, I felt like when I was not working, somebody was, and I was getting worse because of it. And then there's that factor of, all right, you know, who can grit their teeth and do this? And I think in golf, it's arguably harder than any other sport, because in basketball, football, baseball, you can try harder and play better. In golf, you cannot do that. You'll play 50 times worse. It's not reactionary. You're thinking between each shot. And, you know, I think there's certainly an aspect of working hard to where you get into situations that you've practiced. But then there's that other part of like, hey, you can do this and let's do it. And the guys you see on TV on Sunday late, those are the boys that can do it.
In other words, like one of the hardest things is to try easier. It's a really difficult thing, right?
Yes, so, I say to basketball players, it aside from the free throw thing, is you have to take the ball, you have to inbounds the ball, you're going to have to hit a three, you've got to walk down to the three-point line, stop, dribble a few times and shoot it. There's no, here's the ball, pass it, shoot. It's, you know, there's a lot of downtime in golf, and that can be sometimes the toughest.
Well, finally, King, like to that point, it's kind of like when you had that triple bogey on 15 on Sunday, and then you come back with that amazing drive on 16, you had to make that walk from the 15th green to the 16th tee. Is that not what you're talking about? And exactly what did you tell yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that walk from 15 green to 16 tee was the biggest moment of my career. And I had no idea at the time, but I kept telling myself over and over in my head, don't let that define you here in this tournament. Like, we've played for a week here, and I just wanted to hit one good drive. And that's sort of what you have to do, because you can't, in golf, you can't think, all right, I got to birdie this hole and this hole. It's like, all right, let's take one step here. Let's hit this fairway. Let's hit this good shot here. And like you said, you got to try less. You got to let it come to you more than any other sport.
He is a PGA champ. He is a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, a two-time member of the Ryder Cup team. My man, it is so good to get caught up with you and have that conversation. It is a big event. It gets underway tomorrow at TPC River Highlands. I'm talking about the Travelers Championship. Keegan, great to have you back. Good luck.
Thanks,
this week, Mike. And always good to talk to you, my man.
Go Pats.
Go Pats. Go Pats, you know, could be their year.